Ozark National Scenic Riverways plans to conduct 3 prescribed burns this year, ranging from 1,100 acres up to around 2,000 acres of total burn unit. These fires are conducted in cooperation with state agencies and private landowners to help improve habitat, native species diversity, and reduce fuel load across the board in our forest. This year, the National Park Service, in cooperation with the Missouri Department of Conservation and the LAD Foundation, Pioneer Forest, plan to conduct the Vance Barnett prescribed fire in eastern Shannon near the current river, the Jerktail Mountain prescribed fire on the upper current river, and we also plan to burn around the historic Big Spring Lodge and cabins. That is kind of a culmination of the Big Spring Lodge and cabin restoration project, is to burn that area and get some native species diversity going there. And that's the ultimate goal of these prescribed fires, is to reduce the fuel load against some of our important structures, historic structures, but also to promote that native species diversity, particularly with these fire-dependent species that tend to be pretty prevalent in the Ozark Riverways Corridor. We plan at the park to start the first of these prescribed fires starting in March. The first week of March is our window for burning, as given by guidance with ourselves and other agencies. So smoke may be visible from these fires from a good distance, and we may have some closures in place, particularly on the Ozark Trail, for visitor safety during these prescribed burns. So if folks do observe smoke that they're unsure of, the best starting place is with your local police department or sheriff's office. Agencies are pretty good about notifying those local agencies of our plans to burn. So they're in the loop, knowing that we're out there conducting these fires, and they'll be able to assess pretty rapidly if that fire is threatening or if it's a prescribed fire like we're conducting.